With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. The Montana Supreme Court today unanimously denied a request by the Montana Mining Association to toss out a proposed ballot initiative for being legally insufficient to put before voters. Sponsors are collecting signatures for the initiative to require future mines to submit reclamation plans that don't require the perpetual cleanup of polluted water after the mines close. The Mining Association says the vaguely worded initiative would allow environmental activists to sue to block any new mines from opening in Montana. It asked the state Supreme Court to toss the initiative on a technical claim that the measure's effective date conflicts with state law. Heavy rain falling along the Rocky Mountain front over the last several days has triggered flooding and road closures in and around the town of Augusta. Lewis and Clark County officials say U.S. Highway 89, both north and south of town, Highway 21 east of town, and Highway 287 north and south have all been closed today due to flooding from Elk Creek. Meanwhile, residents of the Sun River Valley east of Augusta were warned to expect the Sun River to flood, threatening homes near Sims and likely closing U.S. Highway 200 later this evening. Rains have also resulted in minor flooding in the Tower and Kerwald Street areas in Missoula. Bob Nestor is with the National Weather Service.
What we kind of have now is probably what we'll have for the rest of the week. Perhaps a little bit more today and tomorrow, but it should subside to what we currently have now.
Nestor expects the Clark Fork River to crest at 9 feet tomorrow, which is below the 10-foot flood level.
With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. All three of Montana's delegates in Washington, D.C. say they oppose the Trump administration's strategy of separating families at the border, but they disagree on how to move forward to change that practice. Democratic Senator John Tester maintains a specific bill isn't even necessary to keep those families together.
The Secretary of Homeland Security could stop it. Sessions could stop it. They could stop it, and it would be stopped within minutes. But assuming they're not going to do that, let's stay here Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, however long it takes to get this stopped, because I'm telling you, our phones are lighting up, and they should be over this issue. Montanans are not happy.
Republican Senator Steve Daines and Congressman Greg Gianforte both say Congress needs to fix family separation. They back bills that would keep families together while securing the border. Daines supports legislation from Ted Cruz that he says would double the number of immigration judges to expedite asylum cases, keep families together, and create more temporary shelters for families to wait for their day in court.
We need to stop this practice of separating children from their parents. And there's a solution that we are proposing that would do that, but it also would ensure that we secure our borders and uphold the rule of law, as well as keep families together.
Gianforte says he'll support a bill that touches on 4 points.
First, securing the border, modifying the visa lottery, going to more of a merit-based system, adjusting chain migration that favors nuclear families. That's one of the things that we're going to do to bring kids together with their parents. And then resolving the whole Dreamer situation. Those are the four pillars the president laid out. I support them.
More than 2,000 children have been separated from their families at the southern U.S. border since the Trump administration instituted its new strategy in May. That's according to the Department of Homeland Security. Both chambers of Congress are scrambling this week to pass a bill to address what Daines calls a humanitarian crisis, but it's unclear which measure, if any, will gain enough support.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Following the collapse of the state budget last year, lawmakers are considering changing how the state plans out its budgeting process. However, a proposal from the state budget director on the topic doesn't seem to be receiving support from Republican finance leaders. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Dan Villo, the governor's budget director, told lawmakers Tuesday that the state should adopt a more collaborative approach to setting a projection for incoming revenue, which is used to build the state budget. Currently, the legislature and executive do not need to agree on this revenue forecast.
So to the extent that we have a consensus process on how we spend the state's dollars, it only makes sense that we work toward a consensus process on how the state takes dollars in.
However, Republican Senator Lou Jones says this proposal is viewed by some lawmakers as an attempt to remove power from the legislative branch.
Certainly, because right now the legislature doesn't have to consent with anyone to make a forecast.
Jones says the state constitution says it's the legislature's job to come in every 2 years and set spending levels and make a revenue forecast. Jones, like Villa, says lawmakers and the executive need to consider ways to improve the revenue estimating and to make it less political. but there isn't agreement yet on how to do that. The Republican senator says a full consensus between the branches of government amid the revenue estimating process for the state would take a cultural shift within the legislature that doesn't seem likely in the coming years. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
An Idaho couple who says their son was sprayed with cyanide by a predator killing trap that federal workers mistakenly placed on U.S. land near their home has sued the government. Mark and Teresa Mansfield are seeking more than $150,000 in damages.
The Flathead National Forest and Glacier National Park are continuing to seek public input on a new comprehensive river management plan for the Three Forks of the Flathead River. Bo Baker reports.
A total of 219 miles of the Flathead are designated under the Wild and Scenic Rivers Act of 1968. The act was intended to safeguard the special character of certain U.S. rivers. As part of the National Wild and Scenic River System, the Flathead is subject to federal planning to preserve and protect its outstanding natural value, including the various wildlife that call the river home. A series of meetings is scheduled over the summer to encourage public participation in the planning process. An upcoming meeting tomorrow night will focus on wildlife monitoring and management along the river. Chris Prue is with the Flathead National Forest.
Our general meeting outline is focusing on the baseline conditions of the resource, in this case wildlife, when the river was designated, and then how that resource was addressed in the river management plan.
Prue says a grizzly bear conservation strategy will be revised to reflect the possibility of delisting in the future, but otherwise, he says there are no real major wildlife issues on the agenda. For that reason, Prue says the public needs to be involved.
We want to hear from them. We might be missing something.
Alec Underwood is with the Montana Wildlife Federation.
I think what needs to be considered in this plan is how increased recreation over time, if it continues to increase, may affect wildlife in the corridor, and possibly our fisheries.
The next public meeting on the Comprehensive River Management Plan takes place tomorrow night from 6 to 8 at Flathead Valley Community College in Kalispell. The first public meeting in May on water quality drew about 70 people. More information, including updates on the management plan, can be found on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Bo Baker.